Good morning. The government said on Friday it would inject €2 billion into fighting high youth unemployment. The Labour Minister, Magdalena Valero, told reporters, "We need our youth," pointing out that many people in their 20s are still dependent on their parents and sometimes even their grandparents due to a lack of opportunities. Unemployment in Spain has slowly been dropping since the economic crisis, but at 14.55%, it remains the second highest in the Eurozone after Greece. Youth unemployment, meanwhile, currently stands at 33%, and the government wants to reduce that to 23.5% within 3 years. To tackle this, the government announced it will spend the €2 million to better train the under-30s in languages and digital skills and to provide improved guidance. It also wants to promote training programmes that come with a promise of employment at the end of it by working hand-in-hand with business. Spanish prosecutors are poised to file a court complaint against singer Shakira for allegedly evading €14.5 million in taxes, which the superstar's defence lawyers deny. Shakira is suspected of not paying taxes in Spain despite being a resident between 2011 and 2014, according to prosecutors. In a relationship since 2011 with FC Barcelona centre-back Gerard Piqué, with whom she has two sons, the 41-year-old transferred her official residency to Spain in 2015. Until then, it was in the Bahamas. She has sold more than 60 million records. Guardia Civil and Customs officers have arrested a man in Fuengirola in connection with a joint Spanish and Belgian operation targeting drug smuggling from South America. The man detained in Fuengirola was the subject of a European arrest warrant. Police alleged he was one of the leading members of a Belgian-based gang who operated in Spain, France, the Netherlands, Colombia and Ecuador. A total of 7 suspects were arrested in Spain, a further 12 in Belgium. Officers launched their investigation after finding almost 800 kilograms of cocaine hidden inside wood shipments that arrived in Algeciras from Ecuador. And more than 7,000 Santa Clauses ran through central Madrid yesterday in an annual charity race held to raise money for a cancer care charity. A number of children dressed as elves also participated in the event, which took place over a 5-kilometre course. Organisers described the race as the largest of its kind in the world. A portion of the entry fee paid by each runner will go to the non-profit organisation, the Intheos Foundation, which supports projects in the field of advanced cancer care and research. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.